New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has estimated that the state needs at least 30,000 ventilators to meet projections during the COVID-19 crisis, which has already hospitalized thousands in the state. With 4,000 pledged from the federal government, that leaves the state searching for thousands more. President Donald Trump has not authorized the Defense Production Act to assign companies to make the equipment, pinning his hopes on the business community to voluntarily manufacture ventilators. On Wednesday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced that the company's Buffalo factory would begin working on ventilators as soon as possible, but the region's small manufacturers say they can play a greater role than a single large company taking over. I spoke with Tom Cahill Sr., owner of Malvina Can Machinery, a small company in Queensbury. Cahill says local companies have the know-how and workforce to do it. They just need direction from the top.
We can react much quicker. We don't need to get 20 people in a room and have a big argument about it. We'll just say, do it. That's just the way we're used to doing it with small companies. We can react immediately. We could be making parts tomorrow, given the proper information.
Instead of coming up with a design from scratch, what do you need in order to put things in motion?
My understanding is that there are 5 or 6 designs of ventilators, at least in the United States. We would need the prints from an existing design. And after speaking with anesthesiologists, there's some that have some interesting bells and whistles, but those don't necessarily, any ventilator will keep you alive that's currently sold in the U.S. We need the prints for the most simple one. And those can be sent just instantly, but we need prints. We could be cutting parts tomorrow, and someone should bring us a working one and a gentleman to help assemble it. But we have the capability to make the parts in this area, and we have the capability to assemble them. We have several manufacturers that make heart implants. I don't have the right name for it, catheters. They would have clean rooms, and they could help assemble it.
In your opinion, would a federal directive, someone from the top, like the president, saying, get on this, manufacture this, this is what you're doing, would that move things along, or do you think things can be done without it?
Well, you might need it, but more importantly than saying do it, it's to who you tell to do it. In other words, I don't believe the larger firms that I've heard bandied about, they simply can't react quick enough. You might get a ventilator out of them in a year. It needs to be an existing design, and somebody needs to say, here, we're going to get you the prints. That's somebody with the power to tell somebody that has the prints, here, give me the prints. That's transmitted to AutoCAD instantly. That's the thing, is to get the prints. Somehow we need somebody with the power to say, get them the prints, get them a unit, get them a guy that will show them how to assemble it. And we have the ability to make the parts and assemble it.
Why do you think it's more advantageous for a design to be sent and prints to come across so you guys can do the work versus inventing or coming up with a newer design for something like a ventilator?
Well, again, we call that reinventing the wheel. If you gave me a part for your car, it's much easier if you give me a print and a part that works. Rather, I could probably design a transmission given enough time and effort, but that's literally an engineer expression of redesigning the wheel. It's just absolutely foolish. Why would you do that when you have working designs? And they may or may not work when we put the time and effort into it. We've got a problem where people are going to die for lack of ventilators, if we can believe what we've been told, and I certainly do. Why would you want somebody try to design something themselves when somebody that's making it can just say, here you go. It should be just, here you go, and when this is all over, don't make any more of them because it's our design. But why would you, if you're going to make a bicycle, you're going to take your Schwinn apart. You're not going to start trying to put 7 wheels on or something. Well, it wouldn't be a bicycle, but you get my point.